Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
39, Rabbitohs 24. Those scores all thanks to Tyre Power. Now, what we're going to do is, Paul Kent's with me, by the way, Mark Carroll, James Hooper, my name's Maroon. Dan will call the game for it this afternoon at 4. But a great win for the Dogs last night over Penrith. I had the pleasure of calling that game. One of the stars for the Dogs was Josh Jackson, and he's on the line. Josh, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations, mate. You got a big scalp there. You could really be some nuisance value to some of these top eight sides going into the finals.
Yeah, it was a great performance for us, particularly defensively. And you know, they spent a fair bit of time on our try line attacking, and just the effort the boys put in to keep turning up for each other was really pleasing. And I think it's a performance that we can, you know, try and build the rest of the season on.
Josh, where did that defensive performance come from? We haven't seen the Bulldogs defend that like that all year, and there's no doubt last night it's what got you home.
Yeah, I don't know. I think last week against the Roosters, it was probably, I thought we were pretty good on the try line. They also spent a fair bit of time there, and games throughout the year, we've spoke about it a lot. Definitely not as consistent as we'd like to be, but, you know, it was definitely a giant leap forward for us last night.
Hey Josh, Mark Carroll, mate, congratulations on last night. Mate, the inclusion of Michael Leisha, number 9. I've been doing the Canterbury Cup this year. I could not believe how long he was down there in reserve grade. He's had a massive bonus to you guys over the last few weeks.
Yeah, he has been playing really well for us, Leisha. You know, we're pretty lucky. We've got two really good hookers there. I think Leisha probably works better when he starts for us, and then you know, you can get up and get into him, and you know, with his defence, and then Jeremy Marshall King comes on, and you know, he's got a really good running game, and he can sort of start skittling blokes in behind the ruck.
What about Dallin Watini, Zalesniak? Josh, obviously, it was an important game for him last night. He left the Panthers and made the mid-season switch over to Belmore. What's he added since he's come into the Bulldogs?
Oh, he's been fantastic for us. He, the way he carries the ball is just, you know, he inspires everyone. With his kick returns, and then he gets in there early in the tackle count, and he takes some really tough carries. You know, and you know the way he carries the ball, it's unbelievable. I'm really surprised that, you know, Penrith let him go in the first place, but you know, we're really lucky to have him on board. And you know, away from the, you know, that as well. You know, he's just a terrific bloke off the field. And you know, he's a real leader, the way he talks and, you know, the way he trains as well. So, you know, we're really lucky to have him on board, and yeah, he's been fantastic for us.
Josh, how are you shaping for next year? The club, their problems have been well documented. The players that have been released and that you've recruited, everyone seems to be deeply analysed. But for next season, what has the club told you about what their plans are or how they're continuing to turn things around?
Oh, that's not really our job, I guess, as players. You know, our job's to go out there and, you know, try and perform the best we can. But, and I know we've signed Joe Stimson for next year. I think we might have signed a couple of other blokes. So we've just got to worry about, you know, doing the best we can. We've got to, you know, obviously 5 games left this season. We just want to go out there, perform and win every game that we can. You know, finals are probably out of contention for us, but it still doesn't mean that we want to win. We want to compete, and we want to win every game that we can. So that's just our mindset for the rest of the year.
And just on next year, there's a bit of talk that Api Korosau might end up at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure what's happening with Leisha for next year, but you know, he's a quality player, and he's you know, he's really dangerous, and he offers something that you know, we probably don't have a lot of it at the moment, which he's got a little kicking game, you know, near the try line. He really threatens the try line. So he just added another dimension. So that'd be great timing for the club if we made it.
What about for you personally, Josh? What's it been like the last couple of years? Obviously, you know, it's been well documented the Bulldogs are in a rebuilding phase. You've played State of Origin. You know, you've played at the highest level. What's it like having to go through a couple of tough years at the club that you've spent your entire career at?
Yeah, well, I guess for me, the start of my career, you know, I guess I was pretty lucky in the fact that, you know, I'd made 2 grand finals the first 3 years that I played, and, you know, we were playing finals every year, and I guess the last couple of years sort of puts into perspective, you know, how hard the competition is and, you know, how hard you have to work to be able to just make the finals and compete. So, you know, I try to pass that on to the younger boys. And, you know, I guess that's the stage we're at the moment. We've got a lot of younger guys coming through and a lot of really talented guys coming through at the moment. And for me, I really enjoy watching guys come through, make their debuts and, you know, do really well for us. You know, we've had a couple of really, you know, big success stories for us this year. Nick Meaney's one of them. Jack Cogger, Jaden Ockenball, when he got his chance. Guys that you know, are just coming into their careers and, you know, do really well. And in the next couple of years, I can see those guys, once they sort of start playing some really consistent footy, you know, taking their games to the next level and us being a real threat.
Yeah, Josh, I love seeing in their sheds at halftime. You got big Harry Harris there, one of your trainers. He was my trainer at South Sydney when I finished at 1999. You guys are very lucky to have a guy like that. He just brings so much passion to the squad. The boys love training with Big H.
Oh, mate, we love him. He's been around a long time, and anyone that's been under Big H knows exactly what he's like. You know, we've had a lot of tough times over the last couple of years, and, you know, he's the guy that, you know, keeps us, you know, really positive and keeps us, you know, moving forward. He's such a, you know, he's such a great guy to have around. And, you know, like you said, you know, we're really lucky to have him.
Speaking of the Sheds last night, Josh, it was great to see you blokes belting out the team song. Did I see, was Big Mark O'Mealy in there singing the team song with you last night? Or who else was, who was the bloke in the huddle at the end of the game?
I might have been James Elliott. It's Adam Elliott's brother.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah,
he gets into the sheds every now and then when he can, and you know it's good having him around. He's good value, big James. But we had Big Bobcat Andrew Ryan in the sheds after the game, and he actually presented Tolsey's Aidan Tolman's 200th jersey to him. So it's great to have him in there last night.
What do you like about Dean Pay as a coach, Josh?
Oh, mate, he's just really honest, and you know what, I guess you know what you're going to get from him. You know, he speaks the truth, and you know that's what we need around our club. And you know, he's got, you know, really great knowledge of the game as well. And I was disappointed for him the start of the season because we had a fantastic preseason, and you know we're really looking forward to having a good year. And we obviously didn't start off the way we wanted to, and you know, the performances that we've put in, you know, haven't been, you know, at the same level as what, you know, I guess deserving of the amount of effort and the amount of work he puts in. So, you know, I'd love to see us have a bit of success, you know, the back end of the year, just, you know, for Dino and, you know, for the effort that him and all the coaching staff put in.
Josh, before we go, mate, that game last night at Bankwest Stadium, which we absolutely love, you know, from every aspect of the game, and a couple of other clubs have been playing there. Do you think that the Doggies are going to play more games there in the future? I'm sure geographically a lot of your fans would love it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It's the first time I've been there last night, and I think there was only about 10,000 people there, but, you know, the atmosphere was fantastic. It was really loud in the middle, and, you know, the surface is great, and for the fans and the spectators, you know, it's so close to the ground, the stand. So, you know, it was really good to play at. But I'm pretty sure that that next year we are moving out there once ANZ starts being rebuilt. Yeah. So, yeah, we are looking forward to it. And like you said, you know, we do have a lot of supporters out in the Western Sydney area. So, you know, hopefully we can get some really good crowds out there.
Good on you, mate. Here's to your continued success. And thank you for joining us this afternoon on Sunday Triple M NRL.
No dramas. Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Josh Jackson joining us. And, of course, that win last night for the Dogs now puts them on 14 points, so they're two away from the bottom. But, importantly, it puts them into equal with the Dragons, so they might even be able to jump a couple more up the ladder before the season is over. Of course, last night they beat the Panthers. Panthers were much favoured to win that game. They lost the game 16 points to 8. So the Panthers have now won 7 straight and then lost that game last week to the Raiders and then to the Dogs. So an important couple of games.